chugging along, writing a song when something special comes along. It's a long-winded directionless discussion for conversationalists.
You bring the wit,
you bring the brains, and we'll talk it over between takes.
Welcome back to Between Takes with Opal Entertainment. I'm Aiden Driscoll.
And I'm Olivia O'Neill.
And today we are listening to our technically first album.
It's called Home for the Holidays. 10-track wonder.
10-track wonder. And a 10-track bore. I kid. It's our first album. We experienced a lot of growth.
So we're going to kind of talk about it.
This week on
Between Takes.
Hey, everybody. Well.
Well, now you picked a little bit.
All right. This is why I tapped dead. Well, okay, we're doing terribly.
No, we got this. Liv, this is the penultimate episode of the season. Oh, yeah, folks, before we get into it, next week is the season finale. Do you want, should we give more details now? Should we start? One more try, Liv. You got it this time. It was just, you were great. It was just the mic peaked. Okay. So just.
Now I'm nervous.
Why?
There's so many people listening. There's not.
There's not. There are. Everyone's listening. I heard the governor tuned in.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Between Takes.
Thank you.
So formal. Let's just jump right in.
That's why today I always just start it, but without you knowing. You're like, we should have this one be a big like introduction.
Know.
And I'm like, all right, sure, we can do that.
But I just wanted to be a strong start and not rambly, but
I get it,
here
but
we
when
are.
It's casual, we have a nice casual lead-in to the convo, that's and true. People feel like they're just kind of
anyway,
listening.
Anyway, welcome back to the second two-thirds of the, well.
What?
Another Christmas episode.
Oh. The next 30% of our Christmas month.
Yeah.
Is that
so,
it?
Okay. Woohoo.
Yes.
Here we are.
It's going to be a great episode today. Before we get going today, next week is the final episode of season 3 of Between Takes. It has been the last episode of the year and Liv is spilling coffee. but we're doing fine other than that. So yeah, please tune in next week. It's going to be awesome. We're having a ton of guests on. There's going to be music in the show. There's going to be fun convos. It's going to be a ton of fun. We're super stoked.
It's going
to
be really fast paced because we have so many different people in. So you'll hear lots of different genres, you know, styles of music, and then different interviews that are just kind of fun. So if you've, you know, looked back on our season and had heard guests on that you really loved, like Ray, like Harmon, like well, maybe we shouldn't tell them all, but,
but those are all of them. yes.
They'll be kind of a fun little callback. So
yes, it's going to be a ton of fun. Well, Liv and I will basically be radio DJs for an hour or something.
I'm excited.
Because we'll just kind of be like, you play a song, and you play a song, you play a song.
Would you ever like to be like a radio host? Like a DJ, kind of.
Like a DJ by myself, or like do like live interviews with bands in the studio?
Like live interviews.
Oh, absolutely.
Me too.
It would be a ton of fun.
You would be so very good at it.
Yes, I would.
I feel like when we have guests, you take the reins on like asking the questions and stuff. And then I like chime in here and there, but you're very good at the,
thank you.
One time I worked at a coffee shop for a couple months and the owner always told me, they always had me on the window cause we had a drive through and they were like, you have a voice for radio. So then I just was the drive through person.
Interesting.
All the time because of that. So but I think I talked, I specifically talked a certain way.
Right.
Because you're like. Hi, what can I, you're, and you're also saying the same thing. All
you're trying to be like
place.
Extra friendly, and you get the specific cadence and all that. Yeah,
and I think happens. I like perfected the cadence. Like I,
yeah,
so that because we, it was really big on like getting it really quick.
Mm-hmm.
That was like the whole mission was to like in and out, you know.
Right. So. You worked at an in and out too. You're right. We probably should start with a more definite intro and then just jump right in.
Now that I'm rambling, now you see that.
No, that was a dull jokey joke.
Oh, okay.
That was the entire joke, was that.
Okay. So what are we going to talk about today, Aiden?
We are going to talk about and listen to the Christmas album that you and I did. Not the good one from 2020. Not the single we put out last Christmas. The things that I think I actually take pride in. And I'm like, yeah, that was work we put into it. And I think it's a cool thing. This is the thing. We put a lot of work into it. And I think the experience was cool. But the end product, I think, is less cool. It's Home for the Holidays by Aiden Driscoll and Friends. Available exclusively on Bandcamp. and Liv, do you want to share a little bit about the genesis of this project?
Yeah. So I think if I recall correctly, me and Aiden and then our sibling, my sister, Lexi, and Aiden's brother, Eamon, were looking for a project to do together. Mm-hmm. I think we had just come out of another play or something, yes. And we were looking for something fun to do. And I think Aiden originally was the one who started like coming up with these ideas for Christmas songs. We were doing like covers of songs.
Right.
Remember The Way I Am? Is that the one we did? Or no? What's the one where Eamon was like all...
That was The Way I Am.
Oh, yeah. So funny. Do you have that video somewhere?
I think it's on my YouTube channel. I want to watch it again.
So funny. Anyway.
Yeah, if you want a deep dive of like Opal history, just go to Aiden Driscoll's YouTube channel.
Well, we weren't even Opal at that point.
We weren't, but there was basically...
The start.
Eamon and Lexi, I think that's where we came up with the idea, and you and I were like, sure, let's... You and us keep trying stuff. Anyway,
yeah. It's very conscious decisions.
Yes, it was.
Anyway, we decided to put a lot of work in over a couple months into...
Over like 1 month.
Was it
like,
really?
It was, I think just about as close as you can get to the date.
It was so fun because...
It was maybe
because
like 5 weeks.
That was when you guys lived out of town a little bit.
Yeah.
Like half an hour or something. Mm-hmm. And we, Lexi and I, were there every day. And yeah. I don't think we could drive yet.
No, I think your
so
mom
So it was
you.
Either like my mom driving or mm-hmm. you picking us up or mm-hmm. us giving you
I
a ride.
I think we did record... A couple songs at your house.
Yeah,
like,
Winter Wonderland.
We packed up all of my gear and like yeah. drove to your
just
basement.
Just like a mic thrown in.
Yeah.
That's it.
Basically. It was much more scenic because it had a nice big like sliding glass door and there was
my
a
house?
Fireplace. Yeah. And
oh,
like your basement.
Yeah.
And it was just like very like cozy and relaxing.
Yeah.
As opposed to my bedroom, which was like had like, it was just very strange. Like one wall was painted blue and the other ones were all yellow with like the butterflies
yeah,
and flowers
I kinda
all
I kind of liked it though.
Sure.
All
right.
It was cozy in its own way. It was like, rustic studio type feel.
Okay, yeah.
I thought it was nice.
Yeah.
We have some cool pictures from it.
We do?
That blue, like when we were playing clarinet.
Oh, yes. Yes, I remember.
I would love to see that.
Yeah. Anyway.
So yeah, that, and we did, how many songs was on
we
that?
Did 10.
Did we do 10?
Technically,
oh
13, 12. We, somewhere, because one song is a medley, oh. which is a loose term for, we played
three songs literally.
Back to back.
We had a lot of conversations about it too.
We
I remember
did.
Talking like, what do we, because we didn't, we, at the time, couldn't part with any of them.
Right.
Which is just...
Everything was like, yeah. And so, have you listened to it recently?
No.
You haven't heard it since, for like, it's like 4 years ago?
No, but you asked about recently.
When is recently?
Like this year, this,
oh, okay.
this winter.
You listen to this on a yearly basis?
I don't know.
Oh,
I know I've at least heard it. I can recall some of the things. Maybe,
okay.
oh, actually, when I was home for Thanksgiving, Lexi... new boyfriend hadn't heard the song, so I was like, this is a perfect time to share.
Welcome so to the family, like, dog.
Some of Lexi's
things. Some of the ones that she sang, which are the ones that I think conceptually are the best. Like, Oh Holy Night, I think we had a pretty cool arrangement, and the execution, I feel like just about every single one of us, looking at it, listening to it now, I'd be like, I would have had every single one of us do at least one more take and be like, I think we can get that better.
Yeah.
So
it was such a learning
okay.
thing. Was this one of the first projects that you like completed, like a music
in
to
this
by yourself?
Type? Yeah. Yeah, I guess. In terms
or Verona,
of
Verona, I guess. Or Skirmish. Didn't you record?
Yeah. That Skirmish. One never was like released.
Oh, that's true. But I feel like it was a similar like process.
Yeah, I would say this one, this Christmas album, was the first project where I really, without any like larger organization support of any kind. Olivia,
I have a little story. Mm-hmm. I just remember one night it was getting late and we wanted a snack or something, and we made tater tots.
Oh, okay.
And you got a huge bowl of tater tots upstairs, and then we were like halfway through, and you and Eamon were like, okay, we gotta go give the rest to mom, because she like really, she's like, mom told us to leave her some tater tots, so we gave her like half the bowl of tater tots.
I don't remember that.
I was like,
really?
Okay. No,
that's
I thought
funny.
This really, I was like, uh-huh. oh yeah, we better get her tater tots. She
yeah.
really wants them. But it was like literally half the thing. It was funny. Anywho.
That's very funny.
Came to my head.
Any other, well, a couple things off the bat. We don't want this to be like, oh, look at us stupid, whatever 17, 18 year old
oh,
selves
no.
we were. Because like we were learning. That's one disclaimer I want to make. Mm-hmm. Like all this stuff is to say primarily... Oh yeah, let's look at, because some of these things we re-recorded. Say that five times fast, I dare you. A couple of these songs for our 2020 Christmas EP, and I think you can hear some of those like initial ideas
yeah.
of like, oh, I see how they take this and it evolved into that.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of it is to kind of show like, hey, this is how we've grown. This is how I feel like we've progressed and evolved and become more creative in a lot of ways and taking liberties in other ways.
Mm-hmm.
So Yeah.
But also just to see where you start. I mean, you have to start somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And usually people, like, their first project isn't going to be, like,
right.
their mat. Because, well, I hope not. That's my fear. That's a
is
big that fear.
Third
is
act
like,
is your masterpiece and everything
and then
else
you can
is
never
downhill.
Get, like, mm-hmm. that sounds terrible. I hope that yeah. every year that we're getting and releasing more music, it's like, oh, I would have done that differently or mm-hmm. I would have done that. Because that means you're growing. So, but yeah, I think that's a good disclaimer to not be like, a lot of people will look back at their young and they'll be like, oh, silly. Like, yo,
right.
we know that's not what we're doing.
Right. No, it's entirely just, there are some things on here that we can chuckle at because it is like, oh yeah, we tried that. But yeah, at the same time, it's also, this is just a first project. It has kind of, it's just on my Bandcamp. So it's kind of buried in like the Opal zeitgeist. Mm-hmm. So if you want to go and check it out, go for it. But
we sound little, which
we
is
do
fun.
Sound little.
It's young. It's like, it's lively.
Do you want to, you don't, we shouldn't, we probably don't want to listen through the entire thing, right?
Probably not.
Good call. What okay. song do you want to start with?
We could listen to Have Yourself just to see like where it started.
Okay.
But that it wasn't even where it started. So.
That's true. We stole this from an arrangement we came up with Skyballed. Let's start with New Year's Medley.
Okay.
This is a fun little, this one we came up with when we were doing Christmas Grams the year before. With our theater company, and we were just like, I think it was in between sets. We did that at the restaurant in what town was that? Pleasant Valley, Hidden Valley, Spring Valley, Spring Valley. That's what it is. The tiny town, like an hour south of like Stuartville.
Was I there?
Yeah, I think so. Oh. Maybe you weren't, but I think so. We did a couple sets there, and so this is like in between sets. One time, we were just like sitting at the table. In this restaurant, and I was playing the song, and Lexi was singing it, and I was singing it, and then Louie grabbed a uke, and she started, like, jamming out, and then she started singing this little thing, and then it became into what is now the New Year's medley that we put on this album.
Let's give it a listen.
All I knew was to pan, set the levels, and add reverb. I didn't know how to EQ or compress or any of that, really. So, maybe it's much too early in the game. Ah, but I thought I'd ask you just the same. What are you crazy to suppose I'd ever be the one you chose out of the thousand invitations you receive. Ah, but in case I stand one little chance, here comes a jackpot quest. In advance,
what are you doing? New Year's.
We did this all in one take. Me and Lexi in a car. Ooh, Louie!
Cup of coffee.
basically that. That's the news medley.
It's fun to hear their voices.
It is.
I miss, like, the, yeah, that era where it was, like, us four, Lexi, Eamon, me, mm-hmm. doing stuff. It was very goofy.
Yeah.
Everyone was, like, very silly.
Didn't get any work done.
Yeah. And I feel like it was right before, like, we were still, I don't remember thinking, oh, like, the about the future so much. Like, you're just kind of, I mean, I probably did. Maybe I'm just remembering those parts, but you're just, like, having fun and stuff. Anyway.
Yeah.
Now everything's
super serious. Liv and I don't actually get along in real life. We just stress out about the world. Let's look at Have a Holly Jolly Christmas, because this is one we redid for our album.
Yeah. But this one was Lexi and Eamon singing. Mm-hmm.
Also knows xylophone. And I was playing it on my concert uke, like, because I didn't have my baritone uke yet. I mixed the vocals way too low. It's the best time of we did this all in one take, too.
Really?
Yeah. We did, like, a decent amount on one take. I don't know.
Just for fun?
I mean, probably because I didn't want to have to stress out about, like, playing to a click or anything. And when you walk down, which, we'll talk about that in a second. Say hello to friends you know and everyone you meet. Ho, ho, the mistletoe. I messed up right there. I feel like it's kind of a reminiscent of the, like, you know, the very, like, classic, like, 30s and 40s type, not choral, but, you know, very classical type singing.
He has a lot of character in his voice.
Right.
Ho, ho, the mistletoe.
That song, ladies and gents. So this is one we're gonna listen to, Oh Holy Night, next.
Okay,
this is one that I liked when we this is another one we kind of stole the basic framework of it from our Sky Vault arrangement. Mm-hmm. And I really liked kind of like when we were coming up with it as a larger group. So I thought, hey, we can just kind of steal that and do it again with, like, a banjo and a guitar and uke and all these different things. And at the time, I wasn't very good at playing to a click track, which is like when you listen to, like, a metronome and there's, like, a very consistent beat in your head or whatever, and you're playing along to that.
So you're having headphones on with the click, and then you're recording in a microphone.
Right, okay. Yeah. But all you're hearing is the click. So what we did was had us in a room, and we still do this a good amount, mm-hmm. where you record a scratch track, which is basically in place of a click, where instead of listening to just click, click, click in your head, you're hearing the song as you will be performing it, but you won't be using that recording for the final version. And I believe what we did here was record a scratch track. But there are some pretty solid tempo changes. Not solid in, like, a cool way, solid in, like, that was a significant tempo change type thing. And yeah, let's listen to Oh Holy Night. It's a banjo, so.
Oh, ho.
slow. It's like a 5-minute song.
I know Lexi has told me, like, she's a little, like, this is just a little while ago. She's, like, become a better singer by now, she says. So I know she's, like, would be a little embarrassed.
Yeah.
I think it's, is what it, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And she was, like, 15 at the time?
Something like that. Yeah.
I think I didn't decide, is the guitar the main foundational instrument or is the banjo the main foundational instrument? Because I think they're both kind of, whoa. Take 1, 2, 3, run, 2, and slow down, and yeah.
Has a natural energy to it.
I guess. That's a term. The thing about O Holy Night, it's a really pretty song, but they're very long verses.
Yes.
Like, I know this is a kind of a slow tempo, but even the normal, like, good versions, they're long verses. Oh. That's you. You're playing clarinet. Jumping a lot of octaves. You didn't know the full range of the instrument at the time. See, that's a cool harmony. Christ
is the Lord. It's mixed terribly.
It mixed terribly, and the takes aren't as good as they could be. And now my third harmony isn't. Ooh, that's a spicy chord. See, that's the thing with so many of these Christmas songs. There's such a cadence that's built into our subconscious.
Yeah.
That, like the Oh Hello sing, I'll come, Erato Jesse free, and give them victory over the grave. Give them victory over the grave. When everyone always sings it, give them victory or the grave.
Oh.
And it's like, there's enough syllables to sing victory over the grave, but it's so subconsciously ingrained that it's victory or the grave, that when they sing victory over the grave, even though it works, it sounds strange. At this point, it doesn't. Bass at this point. Not that, like, I would necessarily think, oh, that would tie it all together, but just like there is a the clarinet and the voice clashed a bit.
This is a hard song to do.
Yeah.
If you're
no,
like,
again, I think we're not like, oh, I can't believe we, but no. It was like, it was in a lot of ways good for us. This is a hard song, and we did it.
Yeah.
We were like, yes, we could do that.
We had a lot of fun. This was like the first time that I had gotten the opportunity. Oh, no.
times that high note, and she pulled her bottom lip in every single time. Gave a turtle expression every single take. And every time I hear it, well, not every time. This is like the eighth time I've heard it since we put it out. Probably less than that.
That's really funny.
Yeah. Oh, but sorry. Okay. I was going
to say,
first.
This was the first time that we had the opportunity to really like come up with arrangements.
Mm-hmm.
You had done it before for Skyville.
Right.
But like that we were thinking, oh, we should add harmony there or mm-hmm. add banjo. Like that was the first time that I had been in a discussion like that.
Right.
So I think you can kind of tell like our arrangements are very, you know, we had clarinet coming in. We had banjo. Okay, now we're going to go strum, strum, strum. And now we're going to go pick,
right.
you know, like things mm-hmm. like that we were consciously thinking about. Mm-hmm. And it was like the first time that I had done that. Does that make
yeah,
sense?
Yeah, 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 yeah. And again, I think that, I'm not validating its quality by any means, but I think we keep coming back to like the experience of this was really, in a lot of ways, crucial to us. I think Third Ave wouldn't have been what it was had we not worked on this before.
Yeah.
Because this gave us, I mean, this would have been like a year and a half-ish before we recorded Third Ave. Because
I think that summer we started writing it.
Right. Yeah. So this just gave us a lot of like just new challenges and
just some, you have to start. And this is just where we start. Yeah. Like you can, I don't know.
I'm also realizing the day that we release this episode will be 4 years and one day since it came out.
Wow.
Wow.
How do you know that? Does it say?
Right down here at the bottom.
Okay. I'm glad you didn't memorize that.
No.
I would not be able to.
So that's that. Also, quick story. I remember Louis was in Boston. That was her first semester at Berkeley. Mm. And so we were like, can you get us the uke and vocal track for the New Year's medley? And I sent it to her and she was just really busy with school and stuff like that. And so it was December 8th. And I kept, you know, I was like, hey, can you get that to us? And so she sent it at like, probably like 10 PM or something like that. And I, as quick as I could, like mixed it in. So, I mean, I was like mixing, quote unquote, mixing and mastering like up until
the literal
like,
day it
like
came
2
out.
2 a.m. of the 9th. And then I like uploaded it directly and didn't listen to it for a week. And then listened to it again and was like, ooh, I wish I had this. Yeah, anyway. So that's that. That's a holy night. Winter Wonderland, I think, is, in my opinion, the one that holds up the best. It sounds the funnest. And it sounds the I don't know. I think there's a lot of reasons we can get into.
I don't remember
about,
it,
like,
so
why.
I'm excited
so
to
let's,
hear it
let's
again.
Check out Winter Wonderland.
Sleigh bells ring, are you listening? In the lane, the snow is glistening. A beautiful sight, we're happy tonight. Walking in a winter wonderland. Gone away is the bluebird. Here to stay is the new bird. He sings a love song as we go along. Walking in a winter wonderland. In the meadow we can build a snowman and pretend that he is passing.
I also didn't like know how to mic stuff. So I was just vaguely setting, and I didn't know what mics were used for what. So I was kind of just vaguely setting things up in places and called it a day.
We'll conspire as we dream by the fire to face and afraid the plans that we made walking in a winter wonderland.
I don't know. Okay. I don't remember the chronology of this because that lick is also in John and Valerie Gira's arrangement of this song.
Seriously?
And I don't know if I heard that and subconsciously stole it or, I mean, probably that's what happened. Like, almost certainly that's what happened. But, like, I don't remember hearing it and going, I want to steal that. I remember as we were coming up with this being like, that was a fun little lick I just did there. So,
that's crazy.
That's one. That's, and so then I heard it again a year or two later, the John and Valerie Gira, and was like, hang on, I've heard this before, right? Or maybe I haven't, and I was very confused.
That we made, walking in a winter wonderland, to face and afraid the plans that we made. Walking in a winter wonderland.
Flat 7 or flat 3? See, like, that's an arrangement. We could take that exact arrangement sure. and I think just do a slightly better polished up version. And I think it would be like, oh, that was a fun little ditty. Yeah. We could probably speed it up a little bit.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
That's cool.
Do you want to do Baby It's Cool Outside real quick and then Blue Christmas Medley?
Sure.
So this is probably the closest on this album that we got to what is recognizable as current day Opal. So, just because it's you and I singing together. Okay. Yeah.
It's a duo song.
Yes. So here it is.
Solid.
Just a little like diegetic studio sound. Just setting the mood, real organic setting.
I really can't stay.
Maybe it's cold outside.
We've done
way more music since then. So like, yeah. I just know more things to listen to. We are both vocalists panned up directly in the middle.
Really?
Like, I could have panned us to the sides a little bit so that you could distinguish the voices a little bit better.
Yeah.
But to me, it just, I'm just hearing you and I, like, arguing over who's yeah. listening.
Better scurry.
Please don't
well,
hurry.
Maybe just I have to drink more.
Put some records on while I pour.
The neighbors might think.
Maybe it's bad out there.
Say what's in this
no
drink.
No cabs to be had out there.
I wish I knew how to break this. Such a fun one to sing.
It is a fun song. I think this guitar arrangement was pretty fun. I still like this guitar part. And this is one we did. I think we basically stole this another one from Sky Vault that me and Louie would sing together mostly.
Yeah.
And we like I spent a lot of time like working on the guitar part.
Outside.
I still have Michael Bublé.
Really?
Cold outside.
Look at you. You're welcome, has
How
been
lucky you
so
in.
Nice and warm.
Look out the windows at that storm.
I know.
My brother will be there at the door.
Waves upon a tropical
My maiden aunt's mind is
Gastrolips
vicious.
Well,
maybe just a cigarette more.
Never such a blizzard before.
To get home.
Maybe I'll freeze out there.
Say, let me a coat.
It's up to your knees out there.
I think we had to go back and redo some things because this is another one we did together and I hear some bleed. So I think we like redid a couple vocal things or something but didn't redo the guitar.
But think of my lifelong
At least there will be.
There's some weird phrasing we're doing.
I think we were pulling from a lot of different like ones we'd heard.
Right. Yeah.
Outside. Baby, it's cold outside. Baby, it's cold. Baby, it's cold outside.
I like that.
That's
I like
cute.
That we pulled back at the very end.
Me
that
too.
Was a fun little. Because we could have gone cold outside. But
yeah.
We're like, cold outside. Like you just
That's
heard.
Opal-y. That's, like,
that is Opal-y.
That's, there we are. I like using that.
Opal-E.
Opal-E.
Like entertainment.
Oh, there you are. So, another thing is, like, I think we have grown vocally, but the vocals sound very muted.
Mm.
They sound like
that's
dead. Like there's no.
Do you want to hear two stories about why that might be?
Yeah, let's hear the first one.
I didn't know how
Actually,
to EQ.
Can you say the second one first?
Okay, I had one option. Well, the second one was just we've gotten better vocally.
I'm just kidding, but yeah.
I didn't know how to EQ, so I would just put on all these preset things and be like, "Yep." And it automatically, typically, when you put on like an EQ preset,
mm-hmm.
typically will cut out like half of all the lower frequencies. And in I think it kind of always
brings warmth, the lower ones.
The lower ones, yeah, bring it. Or, I mean, lower in pitch as well.
Yeah.
So it almost always overcorrects and makes it all too high. So I always bring it back and kind of, you know, find this like middle area. But yeah, I think that the mid frequencies vocally are really important, and that's what brings a lot of the natural like warmth and stuff. So I do think that's part of it. I just put on a preset and was like, sure, and it probably would sound better even with no EQ, just because it would sound more natural. Because yeah, we both do sound very like muted and kind of dead.
But I do think we've gotten better,
right? Especially me,
and me too.
Yeah, but me more.
Yeah, I was already at 5 stars.
You were at like 3.
Yeah, now I'm like at 5.5.
So. Well, no, I was at like 3.5.
You were like,
and now I'm at like 7.
No, it was
3.5.
2/7 of.
I think if you scroll down, look at the reviews on this album, you'll probably find the 3.5 rating on my voice.
Oh man, I'm glad they don't do that.
Yeah. Let's listen to what's a shorter one? Come on, Ye Faithful. Hark the Herald. call back. Which one? Come on, Ye Faithful or Hark the Herald?
You pick.
I picked like all the ones.
I don't remember those at all.
Liv doesn't remember either one. Let's do Hark the Herald Angels Sing. Okay. Because Liv doesn't remember this, and I remember this one. And this one has like a fun story, and it's cute. And I'm like, this makes my heart warm. So here we go.
Lights, please.
It's Bill.
And there were, in the same country, shepherds, abiding in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them. And they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. That's what Christmas is all about, Charlie Brown.
Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King, peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled, joyful all ye nations rise.
See, by doing this now, I would slowly fade in, like just like an organ playing the chord underneath or something like that.
Yeah. With angelic hosts proclaim, Christ is born in Bethlehem. Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King.
I like that song.
How many people did we have on that?
That was you, me, Lexi, Eamon, my little brother Taliesin. Mm-hmm. Abby and Margaret Slater. 7.
Oh, it sounded like there were more guys. Logan didn't do it?
I think I doubled mine later. Mm. I think I went back, and maybe Eamon did as well. Mm. But yeah.
Mm-hmm. Abby Slater.
She was the one who played Linus. She's great. Fun little thing about Charlie Brown. You've probably heard this before, but the part where he goes, isn't there anyone in the town that Christmas is all about? And Linus goes out on stage, you know? Mm-hmm. He drops his blanket and walks out there by himself. Did you ever notice that before?
I don't know.
Okay. Sorry. Do you, because like he holds on, it's like a security blanket. Yeah. It's like a thing that brings some security, but he drops it because he's like going out and he's talking about Jesus and all that. So it's like he has a different security in Jesus and he doesn't need his blanket
anymore. I
guess
I didn't know that.
And I was like, that's wow. Cool. I think that's just a really, really specific moment because like that you don't, he like purposely drops it and walks away. And it's not like it's crazy drawn attention to it, but like within himself, it seems like this very purposeful moment that he doesn't need his blanket anymore. Very cool thing. That's very really powerful cool. moment. Yes. Exceptional thing. Now we're just talking about Charlie Brown Christmas, which I mean we should because it's amazing. Everyone should watch it all the time. All right, Liv, you ready for the main event?
Yeah.
You ready for the pièce de résistance, which means piece of resistance because you resist listening to it as long as you can.
It's how long? 10 minutes?
It's 10 minutes and 12 seconds, yeah.
And it's a medley.
Well... That's a loose term. Typically, medley is like...
Or three songs back to back.
Yeah, that's more what it is. So yeah, let's check out the Blue Christmas medley and let's talk about our thought process within it all.
I'll have a blue Christmas without you. Same dear, if you're not here with
played that?
Me. This is one where I think we stole it again from Skyball. And I think the kazoo worked live, because Nigel was just kind of off to the side and would just pull it out. And it's a very, tiny little motions in his face are incredibly expressionative.
Yeah.
So there's just a lot of, it was a funny moment in the song. So, I just tried to put it just audio and, I played it way too sincerely and didn't let him do it and all that. And so it was,
And then you just get...
And then it's just a weird kazoo in the middle of it. And then we cut to a clarinet playing the main A section. It's kind of an anticlimactic part.
One whole song.
That was an entire song. We are currently 3 minutes in. We could have called it and then started a new song. I think that, looking back, it's like, I think, because the idea, this, well, just spoiler alert for you a little bit. The songs, it's called the Blue Christmas Medley, and the songs are Blue Christmas, I'll Be Home for Christmas, and Please Come Home for Christmas. Mm-hmm. So they all have very similar themes of wanting to be home, wanting to be with someone, missing each other, and all centered around Christmas or whatever. So it's like, hey, thematically, combining all these songs from different perspectives or whatever, cool idea.
Yeah.
I just think our solution was let's just jam them all back to back.
We should have made it a medley. I mean,
right, it's easy to do that. Especially because they're all, except for maybe the exception of Please Come Home for Christmas, very well known. So you could just hint at another little bit, throw it all together, and it could have been 4 minutes long.
This arrangement is pretty much the same, right?
The basic guitar part, and but I think we changed key, and... I mean, I think the interludes are different and all that, but yeah.
It feels very similar.
Mm-hmm. We gave it to electric in ours, and we put that cool organ underneath it. So, I still really like that version. The new version on our EP. Remember, there's debate. We're going to start talking about this one for a second and talk about the new one. If the new version of I'll Be Home for Christmas didn't sound Christmassy enough, because it was all electric guitar and just drone organ underneath it or whatever. And
there's makes it sound Christmassy.
Right, and they were just talking about it, and so then it was like... We went back and forth a lot about whether or not we liked the direction it was going. Part, I don't think I recorded as well, but that little line.
It's
cool. I liked it, and that was something I stole and I put back into the new arrangement.
Mm.
And it's also sprinkled throughout the rest of this arrangement. See, that's another song has just ended, and we are now at 5 minutes and 40 seconds. So, again, we could have had a 3 minute song, a 240 song, and then another song. Anyway, there's a lot of different. Sad,
sad news.
Ooh, that was a run.
Oh, what a Christmas. again. Choirs will be singing Silent Night, Christmas carols by candlelight.
I feel like it's cool that we were each in, like, each had solos. We almost sound like different characters.
That's what I kept picturing.
Which
yeah.
is kind of fun.
So I think that's the thing where it's like, maybe if it were like the Blue Christmas EP, where it was like Blue Christmas, Lexi sang, you sang I'll Be Home for Christmas, I sing Please Come Home for Christmas, and the finale was like a cool kind of tying it all together type thing.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Sing salutations.
Your vocals got pushed all of a sudden.
But this is
that's,
Christmas.
Yeah.
Christmas, my dear.
I figured out how to automate reverb.
Really?
You hear how my vocals got super verbed out and pushed back? I must have learned how to automate reverb. Right here. This is the first hint at a medley. Really, I feel like it has kind of like a Christmas bells type thing.
It does.
And if we would have like a little ching, 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 like sleigh bell type thing, that could have been cool.
Please come home for Christmas.
I'll have a blue.
Do you hear that? That's Nigel. Nigel played some guitar.
I'll have a blue.
Those are some cool harmonies.
Sounds like a heartbeat.
We did sing so many times.
Have a blue.
Please come home for Christmas. Remember Christmas when New Year's
night. I have a blue. I'll be home for Christmas.
Christmas Eve.
My favorite part is a wah, 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 wah.
I think we also were like epic, but here you know it's like jung. Christmas here.
There'll be no more sorrow.
Here comes.
No grief and pain.
I'll have a blue
and I'll be
Christmas
once again.
I'll be home.
I'll be home.
I love doing that. Yeah. That was like so fun.
We considered keeping it in where I yell, "For what?"
I know.
And
like,
then hang on right here.
Gotta start somewhere, guys.
That's the reason we were like, this is worth putting it out because Liv said we gotta start somewhere and we'll put it at the end of the song and then everyone
and
listening to it.
Foreshadowing, we literally talked about. That's literally what I was saying earlier.
Yeah.
Like we had to start
somewhere. Oh, you don't remember that?
No.
Oh, okay. I thought when you said that, I thought that was a reference too.
No,
at the end of this.
I had no recollection of that. That's
yes.
so funny.
So that was where we started. That's technically the beginning of Opal, I guess you could say, in a way. I mean, you could also argue that like 2011
so
when we met or something was the beginning of Opal.
But
anyway.
It was fun. It wasn't Sky Vault. It wasn't Opal yet.
It's Aiden Driscoll and Friends. Apparently. I think it was, because we couldn't decide on a band name, and I was the one who already had the Bandcamp account.
Okay. Guy with the Bandcamp gets to call it his band.
I was also the one organizing
know,
it
I'm
and
kidding.
Playing most of
I
the
think
instruments.
It's funny.
And I was the one who produced it, you know, which is to say, I set up microphones and put EQ presets on everything and figure out how to automate the reverb. So, anyway, yeah. Listen to it if you want. Like, feel free. I'm not going to tell you not to listen to it. I'm not going to say this is the most like cringy thing I've ever heard because it's not. It's not.
But we do have a newer album out.
We would. I would encourage you to please listen to that. Because so that just on a purely economic and business level. And that's way easier level, to find. It's way easier to find, and it helps us out a lot more. And I think it represents us today a lot better.
Although, even though it was like 2 years.
2 years ago. Yeah.
Which is crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We recorded this back home.
Yeah.
Minnesota. The single, though, came out last year.
We did. We recorded that down here in Nashville. That was a cool arrangement as well. I liked that one.
Really? Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right, folks. Well, mark your calendar for next week because it's going to be a hoot and a holler and a half.
It really is going to be so much fun.
I'm so excited. It's going to be one of my... It's probably going to be my favorite episode we've done up to this date.
I think
we haven't seen it all. Yeah. We haven't seen it all come together yet, but... It's just, I feel like it's kind of like everything that Opal loves and everything that the podcast is about will kind of come to fruition and be exemplified.
So you do not want to miss it.
Yes. Very stoked. And until then, we will see you next week for a spectacular episode of
B-Team Franks.
B-Team Franks. B-Team. B-Team Franks. Those are the not so good hot dogs.